When he stumbled for a third time, the crossbeam he was carrying thumping heavily to the ground, even those who mocked him held their breath. Was the spectacle going to end before it had properly started? Were they to be cheated of a nice long death? The soldiers were impatient. They had work to do and homes to go to. Someone was going to have to help. Their eyes scanned the crowd. Whom should they pick? And we all averted our gaze, begging the God we did not believe in to pick someone else. And the one who was chosen? Do not think of him as a volunteer. His eyes were down just like mine. He was just in the wrong place at the wrong time, just not quick enough to hide, and they dragged him roughly to the front and gave him the cross to carry. And its splinters pierced his flesh, too. It was Simon, in town from Cyrene. You know, Alexander and Rufus's dad. Who would have believed that? For somehow carrying that cross, albeit reluctantly, changed him. He says, if you can get a word in edgeways, that he has never put it down. And so I wonder, why didn't they pick me? I, who am neither volunteer nor recruit, still stand on the edge, wondering what holding a cross feels like.